Rebuild جنات الباقي. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and heartfelt condolences to you all on the anniversary of a very tragic day, in commemoration of which many of us are clad in black. Today, the 8th of Shawwal, is the day on which 98 lunar years ago in 1345 AH, corresponding to 21st of April 1926, Wahhabi terrorists desecrated the sanctity of the sacred cemetery of Jannat al-Baqi in the holy city of Medina. They demolished the tombs of the elders of Islam, especially the blessed shrine where reposed in peace four of the 12 infallible heirs of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, that is, Imam Hassan Mujtaba, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Muhammad Baqir, and Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace upon them. Please stay with us for a special feature in this regard. As science and technology have made rapid progress, bringing unthinkable amenities and material benefits for the human race, spirituality and moral values have receded, especially among those who have sold their souls to the Satan. Today, we are witnessing the frequent aerial attacks of the illegal Zionist entity on Gaza and Syria. In addition to the continued desecration of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Beit al-Muqaddas, and the demolition of Palestinian homes. In Afghanistan, the dastardly Daesh terrorists are targeting mosques, schools, and hospitals to kill innocent people. These ungodly elements, who belong to the heretical Wahhabi cult, have no respect for the sanctity of mosques and shrines. No wonder their progenitors set the precedent in desecrating the tombs of saints and even the shrines of the prophets of God, including those places associated in the holy cities of Mecca and Medina with Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The houses and shrines of the chosen ones of God are not ordinary places, but Sha'ar Allah, or the symbols of Allah, as is evident by several ayahs of the Noble Quran. For instance, ayah 158 of Surah Baqarah reads, "Indeed, Safa and Marwa are among Allah's symbols. So whoever makes Hajj to the house or performs the Umrah, there is no sin upon him to circuit between them." Likewise, in ayahs 31 and 32 of Surah Hajj, God Almighty says, "As persons having pure faith in Allah, not ascribing partners to Him, whoever ascribes partners to Allah is as though he had fallen from a height to be devoured by vultures, or to be blown away by the wind far and wide. And that, and whoever venerates the symbols of Allah, indeed that arises from the God-weariness of hearts." Ayah 2 of Surah Ma'idah strictly forbids the violation of the symbols of Allah when it says, "O you who have faith, do not violate Allah's symbols, neither the sacred month, nor the offering, nor the necklaces, nor those bound for the sacred house who seek their Lord's grace and His pleasure." As is clear by the ayahs of the Noble Quran that we recited to you, God Almighty places emphasis on His symbols, which He says should be venerated by believers from the depth of their hearts as indicators of monotheism and on no account should be violated. The All-Merciful gives some examples of His symbols, which include the sacred month and the offerings in His path, as well as Safa and Marwa in Mecca, where pilgrims to the Holy Kaaba, the symbolic house of the one and only Creator, make 7 rounds between these 2 hillocks to keep alive the memory of Prophet Abraham's wife, Hajar's frantic run from Safa to Marwa several times in search of water for young Ishmael, rubbing his feet in the dust due to acute thirst. The Lord Most High then issues a stern warning against violation of the sanctity of His symbols. This means only the perfidious wretch, devoid of faith in Allah, will dare to desecrate His symbols. Muslims may be quick to point out that those damned by God are the defilers of the sanctity of mosques and shrines, such as the sacred Al-Aqsa Mosque in the Zionist-occupied Islamic city of Beit al-Muqaddas and the Takfiri-destroyed tomb of Prophet Yonah in Mosul. Without the least doubt, the Zionists, the Takfiris, and others indulging in such sacrilege at mosques and shrines in various parts of the world have earned divine wrath. But the most perfidious wretches are those who attempt to defile the sanctity of the holy shrine of Prophet of Islam and the holy shrines of members of His blessed household, the Ahlul Bayt, whose pristine purity God Almighty Himself has vouchsafed in the Noble Quran in Ayah 33 of Surah Ahzab, when He says, "Indeed, Allah desires to keep away all impurity from you, O people of the household, and preserve you thoroughly purified." Alas, today, the 8th of Shawwal is that tragic day in history when in the year 1345, a age corresponding to 1926, the desert brigand of Najd, Abdul Aziz Al Saud, after massacring innocent Muslim men, women, and children in the Prophet's city, Medina, attempted to destroy the Prophet's shrine. When he was dissuaded from doing so, he sent his godless Wahhabi hordes to desecrate the sacred Jannatul Baqi cemetery and raise to the ground the tombs of the elite of Islam, especially the towering, majestic mausoleum over the blessed resting places of 4 of Prophet's 12 infallible heirs, including Imam Hassan Mujtaba, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Muhammad Baqir, and Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon them. First, the heretical Wahhabis plundered the precious Persian carpets and chandeliers in the holy mausoleum, and then pulled it down over the heads of pilgrims still inside it, in opposition to God's explicit commandment in the Noble Quran against violation of the sanctity of the symbols of Allah. Abdulaziz, who 7 years later was gifted by his British masters with the spurious entity called Saudi Arabia, thus desecrated one of the supreme symbols of God Almighty. This unpardonable crime, which continues to bring tears to the eyes of all true believers, is testimony to the fact that the rulers of Saudi Arabia are subservient to the British and the Americans and have no regard for Islamic sanctities. In view of these undeniable facts, it is the duty of the Ummah to mobilize efforts for rebuilding of the Baqi cemetery, especially the grand mausoleum of the four imams of the Ahlul Bayt, which is indeed one of the most prominent or God's supreme symbol. If not, all talk of liberating Baytul Muqaddas from the Zionists is idle prattle, because for the past 9 decades, Baqi has remained as an open wound within eyeshot of the Prophet's holy shrine. The Wahhabis thought that through such acts, they would erase memories from Muslim minds of the Immaculate Ahlul Bayt, little realizing that those whom God Almighty has chosen and exalted are always alive in the hearts of the faithful. Abdulaziz did not content himself with the destruction of Jannatul Baqi, but went on to demolish the tombs of the martyrs of the decisive Battle of Uhud, including the Prophet's uncle Hamza, peace upon him. He simultaneously ordered his hordes to desecrate and destroy the other sacred cemetery of Islam, that is Jannatul Mu'alla in Mecca, where rest in peace the Prophet's loyal wife, the First Lady of Islam, Ummul Mu'minin, the mother of all true believers, Hazrat Khadija, the Prophet's infant son, Hazrat Qasim, the Prophet's uncle and guardian, Hazrat Abu Talib, the Prophet's grandfather, Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, and other members of the monotheistic Bani Hashim clan. For years, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Muslims around the world have been urging Riyadh to rectify its misconstrued policies and allow the Muslims to rebuild the Jannatul Baqi cemetery, but to no avail. The Al Saud, as is evident by their policies, bow at the altar of the U.S. and do not even want the Palestinian Muslims to regain their birthrights or liberate the occupied Islamic city of Baytul Muqaddas from Zionist control. In view of these undeniable facts, is our duty to commemorate the sacrilegious destruction of the Baqi cemetery and strive to rebuild the shrines of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, inshallah, God willing. The Islamic Republic of Iran, in line with its policy of fostering Islamic unity, will gladly cooperate with the authorities in Riyadh in not only restoring Jannatul Baqi to its former grandeur, but will also welcome similar efforts for rebuilding the other sacrilegiously ruined Islamic sites, including the tombs of the martyrs of Uhud and the equally blessed Jannatul Mu'alla cemetery of Holy Mecca, where the Prophet's beloved wife, Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her, his uncle and guardian, Abu Talib, peace upon him, his mother, Hazrat Amene, peace upon her, his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, and other members of pious Hashemite clan repose in peace.